Here's a thought about my search for portability. As you know, I'm an advocate of looking back through our archives and looking for buried seeds and hidden projects and things that our creative muse has prompted us to photograph that maybe we've forgotten about and didn't know. So I do this on a regular basis. And I've recently started doing it more with my negative archives rather than just my digital archives. And I'm scanning a bunch of old negatives, etc. And I'm sort of surprised that I ran across two sets of negatives that I'd completely forgotten that I had. And that was a set of negatives from a short flirtation I had with 35mm. I had decided to go purchase something that was more portable than my 2 1/4, 3 1/4 Arca Swiss monorail, which was cumbersome and difficult and required a tripod. And I rebelled against it at one point. So I bought this Contax G 35mm camera. Beautiful little camera. Wonderful machine. And I didn't keep it very long because the problem was it shot 35mm film, and I was never used to the grain that I got in my 35mm prints. So I traded that away and upgraded to a Fuji 6x9 rangefinder camera, which I had completely forgotten that I ever owned. It too was a fantastic machine, and I made some very interesting pictures with it that are quite different from anything I ever did with the view camera. It had its own problems, not the least of which was that it was not interchangeable lenses, so I was stuck with a single focal length, and it wasn't a zoom lens, so it literally was one focal length. But it was fascinating that I had completely forgotten about those two cameras. And I kind of realized that maybe I've been on a search for portability for a lot longer than I thought. And maybe that's why I'm so happy with the current setup of digital cameras that are lightweight and portable, the Micro Four Thirds I'm currently using, that I've been on a search for high-quality imagery and portability for a long time. I just wasn't aware of it. And I'm so delighted that I found these negatives, because they're so different from the kinds of things that I was photographing with the view camera that it takes me back to that idea that the equipment does influence what we see and how we photograph. And maybe that's why the pictures I'm making now are so different than the ones I made all those years with a monorail view camera.